40 Wings post-game interview.
So where's Tom disappeared to?
They've just all gone in to get a beverage, and he's making an appearance now. So we'll just
this will be fun.
Taking his
he's got his
tracker out.
There's a chance to do something that's never been done before, Benny.
What's that, King?
The Joey's Cats double.
Well, that'd be nice. That'd be very, very. If you had that on your. Had that on your betting slip, King, you'd have a bit of a twinge in the Murray Rance, I would have thought.
All right.
That Quinella gets up.
All right, down to you, Jace, for 40 Wings. Here's the great number 30.
Yes, Tom Atkins has joined us on K-Rock Football. Tom, put that into words for us, please.
Very satisfying. I knew we had that in us. We didn't start too well. There was big momentum shifts, even in that last quarter, but we really kept our head and were able to withstand all that and deliver. So, one more to go.
You knew 2-3 times, as you said, there was those swings and those changes, and you looked like you had the Hawks, and then you knew they were going to come back. It's just that's how preliminary finals are played sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, once you get to this end of the year, all the teams are quality. So they've got the ability to score quickly, and they did at times tonight. But, yeah, just an amazing effort from everyone on the field, really. I don't think we had a weak spot all night.
Axe, congratulations, Tommy King, Cass and Neildy, the Joey's Mafia are up here. Well done, congratulations. What's going through your mind at the moment? Can you slow down your brain to compute what's going on, or are you still grappling and trying to comprehend what's been achieved so far?
I've had probably 10 minutes now, just elation at the start, and now I'm just, I've got two proteins in my hand, some water. I'm just trying to get as recovered as possible for next Saturday. So that's really how quickly it changes. Pretty stoked with the win, but now I'm just getting ready for next week.
I know it's going to get talked about, and unfortunately you're probably not aware of Tom Stewart's situation, probably aware that he's subbed out. We believe it's a concussion, which obviously puts him in the protocol, which would rule him out next week. Your initial reaction to that?
Yeah, I just hope he's all right. That's probably the only thing really going through my head. Hopefully he isn't too knocked around by it. We'll see what happens, obviously, whether it is concussion or I heard it was his wrist, but anyway, I just hope he's okay, and we'll support him all week.
Tom, it's Benny Cass. Congratulations on tonight. Your footy club's ability to hit the scoreboard against Brisbane, and again tonight you've topped the ton, which is difficult to do, particularly in finals, but it just creates so much pressure on the opposition when you are able to continually find the goals.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with me. That's the six we've got up forward, and obviously Ollie Dempsey on the wing's pretty handy attacking person to have as well. It's very satisfying as a mid when we're able to put scoreboard pressure on. So, I'm very grateful to our forwards for doing that.
Do you sense as a player that, that the team's on, and your pressure seems to have been elite now for, a lot of this year, but the last two games, it seems to have gone to another level. Are you aware of that as a player, that the team is really up and about and applying that pressure?
Yeah, I just think it's something that we can control. No matter who we're playing against, they can't take our pressure in our defence office. So if we just have a crack and bring that, then that's half the battle, really. We'll just let our attacking flair flow off the back of that.
For 40 Winks, find the perfect bed for your body. Speaking with Cat star Tom Atkins on K-Rock Footy, here's Mark Neal.
Tom, congratulations. Outstanding performance individually and also as a team. Hey, these things got everything to do with you. Plus 15 out of the centre bounce. Can you talk to us about what was going on in there, given that you were minus 13 in the hit-outs? Meek's a massive human being, but the way that you guys managed to clear the ball was phenomenal.
Sometimes the ball just falls your way a bit in there, I guess. It's handy having someone like Paddy Dangerfield come in and chip in. And then, you've got big blitzarves as well, who's pretty handy on ground level. So, that's just the way it goes sometimes. It's a pretty important part of the ground. And, we'll keep planning and keep trying to execute. It's not for us. It's not about having one or two stars in there that are going to get the clearance. It's about all of us working together and executing plans King gives us.
Yeah, hey, we also spoke a lot throughout the breaks tonight about how composed you look. Even in the first quarter, you didn't seem overwhelmed. Hawthorn clearly had a heap of the ball. They didn't exactly dominate the inside 50s, but the composure of your group, I presume, must give you some confidence heading into next week.
Yeah, definitely. I think you know, everyone spoke about our so-called easy run, but we were challenged a couple of times in that run, and I think that's held us in good stead. We were challenged last final with Brisbane and the rain and stuff, and then we were challenged again tonight, and we were able to answer. So that's just building our confidence. No doubt in the grand final we'll definitely be challenged. So, it's just about how we respond.
Will you watch the game tomorrow night, Tom, and how does the week look for you?
No, I'll just watch it back probably on Sunday once I know who's won. Sorry, just dropped my protein.
So you just watch the replay?
Yeah, that's what I did last Friday when it was Adelaide and Hawthorn. So, I'll just watch it back with the lens of who we're playing. Otherwise, if I'm watching and there's... I'm sort of just playing a game of the whole time of, oh, I might be playing Collingwood, might be playing Brisbane.
Do you just fast forward through the ads?
We don't. The file we get doesn't have any ads.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, right. So there's no sort of APCO Cafe 24/7.
No, it's fancy stuff, Kingy.
Right.
Oh, no, that was Benny. Don't.
Sorry, Benny.
Come on, Tom.
Yeah.
No, back to me. Now, very, very quick one, Tommy. There's been, Tom Barras spoke about, I think, it was one of the McGovern's. Jeremy McGovern talked about not being at the parade in 2018, and I think there was a story going around they would have been fined and all that sort of stuff. Will you pass the hat around so you don't have to go to the parade so you can watch St. Joseph's next Friday afternoon?
No, I'll be at the parade. It's a great day. I'll be cheering on and watching on my phone probably, but no, I wouldn't miss the parade for anything.
You must be...
Tom's got some other media commitments, so we're going to have to wrap it up shortly.
Okay, we can wrap it up. We'll let him go and do that. He's spoken to us. Tommy, we're wrapped for you. Obviously, we love you here at K-Rock. We always will. And you've had a wonderful season. It's got another chapter in a book to be written next Saturday afternoon back here at the G. Good luck.
Thanks, fellas.
Well done, Tom.
Tom Atkins joining us on K-Rock Footy.
40 Wings post-game interview.